Previously on Rolling on Fate.
Dear Effa, it's been a long time since we traveled together, but I couldn't resist sharing what I learned the other day. Remember how the Church of the Rift was displeased when we broke away? Well, I have even more damning evidence against them, as if we needed more. I was looking in the library at the Mage Tower the other day, and it appears that someone has been removing evidence of old gods and previous rifts from the libraries. I'll give you one guess as to whom. The gall of tampering with books has raised my hackles to begin with, but this sort of censorship is simply appalling and fascinating. We have our suspicions as to what the church is doing, and this seems to confirm them. I'm traveling with a group again, and they're growing on me. I have to hurry and finish up a few errands before I rejoin them, but I couldn't resist writing to you and sharing this tidbit. Hope you're well. I miss you, my old friend. Nortrude.
Hey, this is Jacob, and I'm everyone's third favorite sea elf, Peleus the Lucky.
My name is Kit, and I play Taylor Grangers.
Hi, I'm Aaron, and I play Nortrude the Research Mage.
I'm Garrett, and I'll be playing Marion Kind.
I'm Jen, and I play Fanula.
And I'm Matt, your DM. You all arrived back from your individual side stories and have all met up at the Deranged Mandolin in Ridgemont. There is still a giant Shadowfell rift out in the center square, out in front of this tavern. There is several guards and even some now Paylor clerics and the like setting up barricades and...
Oh, that's right. That they must have appeared out of nowhere because that was part of what I did.
Yeah. Right. Basically, the rift is handled. It is being watched all the time, and there's some very powerful clerics now getting ready to turn any undead or whatever comes out of it. You're all safe and sound inside the tavern. There's hardly any other patrons around. Myrrh is also nowhere to be seen, and you have a corner table to yourselves. You all have drinks and food that you like. The bartender has supplied anything that you require since you guys saved the town.
Heroes.
Yeah,
and,
sure did. Nothing else.
You're all sitting around the table, you know, a little bit quiet, but happy to see each other.
So I think it's important that we make something clear.
What's that exactly?
Peleus and I have an announcement to make.
I start blushing. a deeper shade of blue.
Taylor raises an eyebrow and... Go on.
We're engaged.
Is this some kind of joke?
No, I'm afraid not. I still don't know what it means, but he seems very excited about it, and I show off my ring.
What does the ring look like?
Yeah, what is it? What does it look like? I'll hold off my compliments till I know what it looks like.
A duck.
Really?
Yes.
Why is there a duck attached to your hand?
Peleus doesn't think it's a duck, right?
I think it's
like, is it a gold ring or is it like a rubber duck ring?
It is a gold rubber duck ring.
I'll take a look at it. If you're holding it up.
I hold my hand out daintily, you know, like I'm showing off an engagement ring.
Fanula will look at it and be like, it's very unique. I like it.
I guess congratulations are in order. When are you going to get married?
Married? Wait a second. Marion, what are they talking about?
That's usually what happens when you're engaged. You're pledging yourselves to become wed. I'm sure you have those ceremonies where you come from, right?
No. When we do this in my culture, that says in 2 years' time to the day, you're going to have a duel to the death. I thought that's what was going
to happen.
I was so excited. I haven't had one of these in years.
That's a very different meaning in our society, Peleus. So marriage means that you're going to spend the rest of your lives together and presumably have a family. I mean, there are some tax benefits that come with being married, but...
Think of it like a duel to the death, only you're playing the long con.
Oh, that sounds fascinating. Not quite what I was expecting. I still accept. It's a beautiful ring. I love dogs. And very excited to see you all.
Anyways, in all the excitement, I've actually forgotten a lot. So let's discuss kind of what our next move is going to be from the beginning.
318 years ago, I was born to John and Juanita, my parents.
John and not Johnita?
Exactly. No. That'd be a great idea, Marion. I'm all about, getting to know our own history that we've experienced together as a group over the last few weeks. But I'm just so excited by our engagement, whichever way that ends, that I've forgotten.
I think it works either way as an engagement.
Yeah, it's one way or another. We're spending the rest of our lives together. So
could be longer, could be shorter.
Well, remember back many, many months ago at this point, when we all met up in Landrin and first encountered the Shadowfell Rift in person.
I was going to say, meet up may be putting a little bit too much destiny into it.
Perhaps I should say that when we came to each other's aid in Landrin, when the Shadowfell Rift popped into our lives. How does that sound, Marion?
A little bit too poetic. When some asshole ripped the fabric between reality at the table where I was trying to have a meal.
Yeah, that is a little bit more realistic. I mean, it shattered what was a good evening.
It was Chad.
Brought about this harebrained adventure that we are all now upon. Wasn't that great?
No, beer was kind of stale.
That's a fine tavern. Everything about Landrin is very close to my heart, Marion. I guess we have him to thank for bringing us all together. We were sent by the Yondu clerics to go to Revelhine and report on this opening of the Grey Realm Rift, and, well, we encountered that hooded figure again on the road, didn't we? When we tried to save those dwarves and, well, John, I think, hit one of them? It was kind of all a blur.
Never did figure out what was up with the bugbears he'd hired.
Probably just promised them some food and money for their strong arms. I mean, bugbears can be persuaded to do many things for any kind of small reward. Thankfully, we made it to Revelhine, right? And, Marion, you introduced us to your friends at the Church of Palor.
I did.
What was her name?
Not important.
Not important. Oh, okay. Well, does she know about your engagement?
She does not.
Anyway.
Well, that's a shame.
I dislike you.
Speaking of people you disliked, Marion, we met up with Amesley's dad in Revelhine. You remember that?
I do remember his...
pretty intense encounter with the creation he was showing us. That was definitely something I'd never seen before in my life. But Revelhine was quite the adventure in its own. I really distinctly remember when we were in Revelhine going and visiting the Mage Tower and, well, seeing my daughter again. That made me very happy. It's been so long since I'd seen Shyvana. And, well, I'm glad that she's being studious and taking care of herself. But, Nortrude, that's where we met you, too, so...
Yes, I was about to say, the highlight was seeing your daughter. What about meeting me?
She is my daughter, Nortrude.
I know, Taylor.
It's been 5 years.
You're just very easy to tease. But I am happy to report that Shyvana is doing well. I did see her the other day, so.
Oh, really?
Yes, but we can talk more about that later. But just so you know, she is doing well.
Well, Nortrude, I'm glad that you got to check in on her, and I appreciate you sharing that with me. And we found out about the Mortimer when we went and met you at the Mage Tower, so that certainly has played a major role in our adventures as a group, so.
Yes, my pride and joy, the Mortimer. And
your data pays off.
It does.
Actually, did it literally pay off? Because they were going to pay us. Oh, speaking of payment, and Marion is going to
throw a very large sack of gold on the table. Compliments of the Palor Church and High Priest Nothar.
This is astounding. I didn't expect us to receive any payment from them, so wow. Thank you, Mary.
Yeah, usually he's a pretty stingy son of a bitch.
Well, we do know that churches are tax-exempt, so I'm glad to see that something good has come from that.
It's from all the looting.
Well, we have done our fair share of looting. I feel like there's still so much to remember of our adventures together. We had our the lead that we picked up when we were in Revelhind to go off and try to assist the Underground, and by rescuing Zethi from a prison here in Revelhind.
Yeah, so. What was the name of your friend that we talked to?
Ulrith. He runs a tavern back there in Revelhind. I'm terrible at tavern names. They just sound to be so...
Ulrith is, he's actually a leather worker. I just saw him the other day. He likes to hang out at the Pewter Spoon, but...
Ah, the Pewter Spoon. That's what
he himself does not seem to operate the establishment.
Well, he's a regular there, and he gave us that fancy key to the secret meeting room, so mm-hmm. I feel pretty proud that we have that still in our possession. How's he doing, Bellius?
He's doing very well. He has taken on a new apprentice working for him, a new tanner that I brought to his employ, and seems to be doing very well. And he actually recently had a meeting, and I lean in, get real close, with some of the black market people to get some funding.
And all those eyes light up.
To get some additional funding for their endeavors, as they apparently had run completely out. As I look at the table, of bag full of money on the table. But I think things are going well. I haven't seen him in a few days, but...
Maybe I can send him a letter about that Grey Realm rift and the cache of items that we stumbled upon when we were traveling to Revelhind.
Yeah, about that.
well, I think that there's one logistical issue with that.
What happened?
I believe we blew it up.
No, we didn't.
We did. We? Yeah.
We've blown up a lot of things.
We did have Amesley with us at the time.
I didn't. I knew we blew up the elemental cave that
we
ended up. We've
pretty much blown up every major
non-populated landmark that we've visited.
Yeah, every major construct we've come across.
Craters.
And actually, about specifically that rift, it's probably for the best that we don't mention that's Ulrith and his new friends in the black market, because that cash was the black market's. And they asked me about that multiple times, to which I said, I have no idea what you're talking about. It was awkward.
Oh, well, that is awkward. I'm glad that you were doing the talking and I wasn't, Pelias.
It's one thing that I'm pretty decent at, but... We'll cover more of that later on.
Well, speaking of the places we've been, I suppose... Fanula, have you had any more weird dreams? I remember that weird dream you had that led us to the cave in the mountains that, well, that resulted in that interesting meetup with our aforementioned friend in the robes. Have you been having any strange dreams, Fanula?
Not lately.
Good. Okay.
But, yeah. I remember that one. I had a vision that led us to that cave. I suppose it was helpful because Amesley got that necklace.
Wasn't there also some strange inscription on the wall? I think it had to do with Palor, right, Marion?
It did.
Nortrud, you saw the inscription. Didn't you make a drawing of it?
I believe we took a rubbing of it. I think you have it. But that's what... gave us our information that there may be something down in Durdas regarding the ancient church of Palor.
Well, on my little excursion to the shoreline, actually, I might have come across some more information that will enlighten us to what we might find down there.
But yeah, I have some stuff that we need to talk about after we're done with our little bringing us...
Yeah, there's a lot to catch up on.
I'm sure. So, yeah, in there we figured out, that's where we figured out that there was actually magic out there that could close rifts, because that was the express purpose of the pendant that I gave Amesley that manifested from the center of the fire, was that it could close elemental rifts. of flame.
Yes, but we still don't know how to close a Shadowfell rift.
Well, we knew how to open them by the necromancer, and we finally managed to kill him, or so we thought, and that we got a hold of the item that he'd been using to tear open the rifts.
Yeah, I think when I touched that, it was not good.
I can confirm it was not thrilling. I'm surprised we managed to hold on to it for as long as we did.
Well, after we closed, after we blew up the elemental cave to close the Shadowfell Rift.
I think with us, we can just say closed.
Yeah, well, that is one way of closing a cave. We traveled on. We came over the pass down into Richmont and finally made it to our destination, where we could try to get some information about the prison here and see how we could get Zethy out.
Boy, do we get information. We found out this whole place was one prison, government-run cesspool.
Well, thankfully, we knew of Chase and Alyssa, and they helped us get into the prison and pretend we were guards and, well, get into the Two Suns Rift when you and your sort of, what was it, Team Distraction? Is that what you called yourself?
Yep.
Well, fit the name. What did you do, Fionnuala? Did you... All I remember was we came out of the rift and there was a fire, but what happened?
Well, yeah, but Amesley's the one that started the fire. It was pretty impressive, if I say so.
We closed the manor.
Oh my gosh. But yeah, Amesley's pretty good at exploding things.
That's right. We didn't start the fire.
We didn't start the fire?
I mean, I made a big monster that wasn't real. That was fun. We saw that there was some guy chasing us, an elven man, and he caught up with us later, remember?
He did. Then we closed him, too. Closed for business.
True.
Yeah, our time in the Two Suns Rift was certainly interesting. I'm not a big fan of being a prison guard, but we found Zethy. We kicked Zethy. We got caught kicking Zethy. We fought guards, killed the prison warden. I don't know if you guys knew that he's dead. Did you know that? I look around. Did anyone else know that?
The warden's dead? No.
Yeah. Yeah, he got shot. I don't know how, but one of the...
Badly?
Very badly. Very, very dead. Very dead. Yeah, one of the prisoners managed to get his hands on a gun.
How did that happen?
And you know, things happen in a prison riot.
Situation kind of dissolved into chaos, as it generally does, and we just, you know, escaped into the darkness. So thankfully there was that side door at the prison that we were able to escape from, so your distraction worked really well. The chaos inside the rift covered our tracks, and we were able to make it out of Ridgemont.
We did a good job.
Things worked
there.
Out.
Yeah.
Good job, Team Distraction.
Go, everybody. Has anyone heard from Chase or Alyssa since all of that happened?
I thought they went to Revelhain with Amesley.
I believe they did, but I didn't see them when I was in town.
Maybe they're just laying low then and just waiting for things to cool down before they can come back out into society.
You guys remember Amesley kept talking about that tabaxi bard in the tavern that he was singing?
What was his name? Purr?
Murr. Speaking of Myrrh, actually, he went on my travels, and I can fill you in on those details.
Oh, we got to talk about that sumbitch.
He had a very interesting song that he sang to us that early morning we arrived in Richmont about Theron and Jera and these just very interesting dynamic between their relationship and the conflicts that they had. It was a haunting song, and I asked him where it came from, and he just said he picked it up on his travels, but
yeah,
he was not from here. I don't know where he was from.
Yeah, here's the thing about that. You want to know how many people know about that?
How many people know about that,
man? Zero. So...
What, so you think it was just a story?
No. I think he's privy to information about the cosmic's working of our world that just about everybody else, including anybody who's, say, a Paelor cleric, does not seem to know.
Is he like a great scholar or something, do you think?
I think he's a herald of some kind. Mm.
No, his name was Myrrh.
He wasn't a singing frog.
I should have seen that. And I didn't, and much like the errant wolf, put my leg in that particular trap.
Well, Murr was definitely one of the more interesting characters that we'd met. He had a very good taste in wine and alcoholic beverages as well. So I hope to encounter him again.
Where did he sing at?
Fionnuala, it was right there. Taylor points to the corner.
Yeah, well, I mean, we could see him again since...
It was right next to his litter box.
We did see him here.
Well, maybe we'll see him again if we ever come across another spirit rift. I still feel unsettled having glimpsed my daughter running through the trees. I kind of wonder what would have happened if I had kept chasing her.
I think you would have run into a spirit rift and passed on.
Marion, even when we were in the spirit rift, I wonder what I might have found if I had kept chasing her. Because I heard her when we were in there. It was unnerving, but some part of me just realized that that is not Melissa. That was not Melissa. But encountering those ghosts left me feeling very hollow inside. You seem to handle your apparitions, well, rather well. You've shared a lot of words with that dwarven lad. What was his name?
Derek, I believe.
Sounds about right.
I did talk to him. I think, yes, I handled it very well, and with all the grace that one would expect a cleric of Paylor to handle that. Thank you very much.
I'm glad that we're not being haunted by our past anymore.
Yep, that is a statement people say.
Well, haunted only by memories, not literally haunted.
Well, I mean, we weren't haunted by them, but I think we were hunted by the Dragonborn that surprised us when we came out of that spirit rift with the Mortimer. That was not fun.
No, it was not.
What does a Minotaur smell like, Nortrud?
Frankly, terrible.
Guess I'm not surprised.
I mean, perhaps on par with some of us in the party after it's been a while since any baths were had. So, you know, terrible.
Do you have a bath in your tent, Nortrud?
A bath in the tent? Well, it depends on if any of you want to use it. If so, then no, I don't have one.
I was not expecting to see that necromancer again. That, did we ever get his name?
Chad.
Necromancer Chad. Yeah, that encounter still sort of unsettles me. I've seen my fair share of, you know, death magic facing the Dragonborn with that rod, you know, in our previous encounters. But watching that female Dragonborn suck the essence out of the Minotaur and teleport away is still one of the most unsettling things I've experienced.
That was pretty wild.
Like shriveled up into like a husk. It was really jarring. But I'm glad that we didn't have to continue fighting that beast. It was a massive monster.
You see, I missed the end of that.
Well, yeah.
So
what happened in the Spirit Rift once you took an undead creature in there, Marion? I was wondering about that.
Nothing. I still had to kill the shit out of him.
So an undead creature on an undead plane continued to just be an undead creature?
He still seemed to be just fine. It wasn't like he was swarmed by the souls of the departed or anything and dragged away.
I actually imagined he exploded, but that makes sense too, I suppose.
But no, I did char him to a crisp and cut him in half. So hopefully we will not see him again.
Likely not.
Unless she's, say, summoning his soul or something back into a pre-made vessel.
Got my fingers crossed that doesn't happen.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll see her again, though.
Well, we did have to chase her back here to Revelhein. Oh, God damn it, I'm so bad with town names. I'm getting old. And Taylor looks over at Peleus and kind of sighs a little bit because Peleus is 7 times Taylor's age.
This is true. And he's too busy looking at his dog duck ring to care. What?
We chased her back to Ridgemont where she summoned more undead.
Yeah, a lot more undead. That's a few more zombies and ghouls than I've seen, I think, in my entire life combined. So not my favorite time.
I was going to say that was a lot even for me.
But we managed to get through it. Go figure, you know, saving the day. It's what we do. It's why we have bags of gold on our tables inside the tavern. Just still sitting there. This is odd. This is odd to you, right? That this is still here? Anyone? No? Nobody? I already got my share. This is yours, Taylor. This, you, Nortrud? Yours?
Okay, Taylor takes the bag.
Thanks.
If this is mine, then I guess I will use it to buy more, random things. I have a whole bunch of Taylor starts pulling shells out of his like side bag and putting them out in front of
there
everyone.
There should be 1,000 gold in there for each of you.
What?
Well, speaking of gold, and I believe that Marion mentioned this in a very salty manner earlier, but the Rift Mages do deliver, and the Mage Tower passed this along to me to distribute to the group. So then Nortrud pulls a giant bag of gold out. I don't know where she was keeping it, but it was hidden.
In her tent.
It's like mostly platinum and like gems that are worth the amount. I mean, there's still like gold pieces in there, but it's mostly that. So it's a lot smaller.
Not a literal bag of gold. A variety pack. So Nortrud pulls out a variety pack of gems, platinum, and gold and puts that on the table. So there is the equivalent of 1,500 gold pieces each.
Wow.
For services rendered and data collected. Data is very valuable.
Oh, yeah. Did they get good information from the Mortimer?
Oh, extremely good. Stellar. I mean, you know how scientists get. They were very excited about the data.
Oh, that's great.
I lean over to Taylor. Taylor, what's a scientist?
So, Peleus, a scientist is someone who likes to answer questions and,
Who likes to ask and answer questions.
They're really specific and picky about those questions.
However, did you get that impression?
That seemed like a specific and picky question. Are you a scientist?
I think
Nortrud chuckles.
Is a scientist.
And B is sitting on my shoulder, and B rubs his little paws together and giggles. But it's very quiet, so nobody can hear.
Is there a little electricity happening around him?
When he rubs his paws together, it's like sparks come out.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the middle of episode 36. How are you all doing? Ah, yes, well, that is fantastic, and yes, I'm pretending that you did just answer me. Anyways, happy holidays! If you want to hear more about the tales from Downtown, where more numerous crazy things happen, you can go on over to our Patreon at patreon.com/rollingonfate. And those extra episodes will be up there soon for just $3 and up patrons. And of course, the $1 and up patrons gain access to all of our episode bloopers. Stick around to the end of the episode to hear from our friends at the Lucky Die Podcast. The next episode will be up Wednesday, December 29th, which will be the last one of 2020. And our friends, Three Kobolds in a Trench Coat, will be on there. It was a super fun time recording with them, and you'll really love that episode. Now, back to our regularly scheduled program.
So yeah, that's what brought us back here to Ridgemont, but what's happened since we all went our separate ways?
So, Marion, I know we went to town, you, Nortrud, and I all traveled together.
Oh, we went to town.
We went to town, let me tell you, and like, we came back engaged, whatever that means, and then we split up, we saw Aimsley, that was nice, lovely reunion. What else did you do while you were in town?
Well, I went to go deliver some information for the church to Landrin and discuss with them and Hylod Nothar the next move of the church. I'm going to say we had a difference of opinion, and
I may be trying to stoke an insurrection from within the church.
That sounds like a normal Marian moment in terms of working with your clerical brothers and, well, doing what you want to do. So I guess I'm not surprised, but...
I'm a little tired of us being on the receiving end of things. I've decided it's time that we started being more proactive. The political situation in Revelheim has deteriorated to the point where I don't think it's worthwhile for us to wait anymore and maintain our veneer as a member of the establishment.
Well, speaking of the church, I discovered some unfortunate information when I was at the Mage Tower. I was looking for books about Theron or any information about Jera, and it appears that our books in our library have been edited, or censored. Turns out the Church of the Rift has members working in our library, copying and transcribing books, and it appears they have removed select information. I mean, this is speculation, but the circumstantial evidence is quite damning.
Are there, like, pages ripped out?
No, they were not that crude. Information has been redacted, or simply books have been copied, and there are blank spaces. Just the information has all disappeared.
How have the mages allowed this to happen? I mean, you're supposed to be the vanguard of learning for our entire culture.
I am as equally disturbed as you are.
Well, the good news is that I also talked to Shay, and I left in her possession a book that I had found many years ago, which, believe it or not, did in fact have information on Theron and Jera, the translation which I believe you have in your possession right now, Nortrude.
Oh, excellent.
So, but other than that, trip totally uneventful to Landrin. Managed to convince the Palor Church to send some people here, which is why they, they originally wanted me to arrive with them, but I had some other business to take care of. And that was the only thing that happened in Landrin. That is it.
Something in your tone makes me feel like that's not the full story, but
I'm trying.
I guess I'll hear it from you at some point.
It's complicated.
Did Shay find out you're engaged?
No, Shay did not find out that I am engaged. Things may have deteriorated into a screaming match, and I may have gotten a little bit drunk afterwards. So, and I may have left again without talking to her. Yeah. Otherwise, so Peleus, you did some amazing things, I would bet. Just boggles the mind.
Yeah.
Please, quickly, tell us what happened.
Yeah. Can I go last? I want to go last.
Please.
Taylor, you go. You said you saw Myrrh, another bard I'm not at all jealous of.
That son of a bitch. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm surprised, Marion. You hardly shared a word with Myrrh when we met him here in Richmond. I didn't realize you had such an opinion of him. But yeah, I can share. I had a...
Yeah, he was yanking our chain the entire time, whether he knew it or not.
I mean, we've met a lot of people who have withheld information from us or considered us tools in their own...
Not anything that would have resulted in, say, agents of Theron ripping another hole in the fabric of reality and resulting in another undead occupation.
True, but if there's anything I've gathered from dealing with any people that believe themselves to be agents of faith or power, they have their own agenda, they have their own goals, and most of the time, anyone outside of their order is seen as just a tool or a pawn, so I'm not surprised.
I feel like that's a damning indictment of my character.
You're one of the good ones. You're a bit more hands-on than the others that I've met. You're not just telling me to go forth and do good things. Anyway, so let me tell you what happened. First of all, check out my gorgeous seaweed driftwood sandals. And Taylor's going to put his foot on the table.
Oh.
And it is not washed.
Did you make those?
Oh, no. I bought these from a very, very interesting tortle man I met in Kraith. I walked to Kraith with the horses because when all of you guys left town and went through the Grey Realm Rift, I decided that the horses needed a break too. So I lightly brushed them, prepped them for the road, and as I was getting ready to leave, I invited Myrrh along with me. And we traveled to Kraith and had a nice walk, and he sang interesting songs that I kind of listened to. And we got to the beach and decided to have a little bonfire and, well, watched the stars and talked about stories, and these stories I remembered. Sitting there on the beach, I got a little bit more information about Thayron and Jera. And Myrrh told me he didn't remember where he found this story, but he says it's very old.
Yeah, it is.
It's about Thayron and Jera's life. And that, well, there was jealousy in their relationship, and Thayron saw Jera using her power to make and create and do all these beautiful things, and so Thayron decided to do something similar, but what he made were these abominations of life and magic, and Thayron and his creations became jealous of what Jera made, and it created this conflict between them. Thayron made items, these creations that imbued his power that the abominations that he created could share and use to exert their power on Jera and the things that Jera made. And they became greedy and started opening rifts between different places so that they could share that power and use that power against Jera. And he said that all of this started creating a war. And responding to that, Jera made items and things that her agents could use to close these rifts and stop Thayron and the chaos that Thayron brought. And that power and those agents, he said, were our gods, like Pelor and Tritherion and all these other, like, names that hold power and significance. And that war was this conflict between order and chaos. And, well, when I woke up, that's all I could remember. And Myrrh was gone. There was no sign of him in our camp. And I've been thinking about that ever since because it matches up with his song, but it also matches up with what we're experiencing. And then I bought these sandals.
It also matches up with what is inside of the tome that that I found.
Ah.
Do you think that staff that opens rifts could be one of those items that Thayron made?
I would hazard a yes.
Yeah. I would also hazard that all of this is a very strong indication that something that we need to find if we're going to try to close these Shadowfall rifts might be located down in those runas.
Solid.
Runas?
Yes. The map says ruinas.
But obviously there's some other things that we can find, these greater artifacts that we can use to stop these rifts. And we knew that they could be open, but now I think there's a lot more telling us that we can close them. So that's really good news.
And I think, too, we may know the location of one of them as well, and we're headed there next.
And Taylor's, as he's kind of talking, has been unfolding this piece of paper. It kind of looks like it's a map, but it's just gotten bigger and bigger. And as he stands up, he's kind of walking away from the table, and it's getting bigger, and he's like having to walk back and forth as he's folding it even more. And after this little exchange, he's going to say, like, and along with these sandals, I bought this boat. And as he's folding it a few more times,
oh, God,
it's like taking shape.
Table.
Into, yeah, no, it's in the tavern now, and it's stretching maybe two or three tables long. Taylor kind of looks up with a smile on his face after sweating and unfolding this boat.
Taylor, why?
Well, I got a really good deal on it, but if we have to cross water again, this is going to make it a lot easier.
Taylor, it's on my bacon.
No, it's not. It's underneath the table. Oh, shit. I knocked over your bacon. I'm sorry. Taylor's going to smile awkwardly and realizing that everyone's staring daggers into him. And the tavern keeper is starting to walk over. He's going to attempt to fold up the boat again.
Vanuela looks intrigued by your magic boat.
There's a very interesting magic item shop in Kraith. And if we ever wish to go back there, I would love to check in on that interesting turtle man again. There's actually a Church of the Rift in Kraith too, which I didn't...
Did you close it?
No. We gave them quite a large berth. You know, Marion, I don't know about you, but I wanted to get away from the plot of our adventure for a time, and I felt like my little stint away from the group was very relaxing, and I feel like a younger man.
Did Taylor come back with a Hawaiian shirt?
Yeah, Taylor's like, now on island time.
He's got a little shell necklace, yeah. The horses have shells braided in their manes.
See, I also managed to procure a couple things as well. Marion will draw out the sword that he now has and place it on the table.
What's it look like?
Stabby?
No, slicey. It's got a rather ornately wrapped pommel. And I remember you said that it had like a gold...
The golden pommel and handguard has etched like a wavy, like what looks like rays of sun.
And I will speak the phrase, Taris, awaken. And the blade leaps to life with burning holy fire.
Does it catch someone's bacon on fire?
Nope.
Or the boat.
The boat.
Or the boat. That would be amazing.
Well, that looks shiny.
I am prepared for the next time we meet one of these necromancers.
Fanula, what did you do on your time off?
Well, let's just say I won't have to be buying any carrots anymore.
You're going to turn into a carrot?
Nope.
You've become a meat
eater. Are you going to be growing carrots on your body like the mushrooms?
No, no, no. I'm having other people do the work for me.
You have...
And she smiles mysteriously.
I don't like how that sounds. That sounds like you're using...
Slave labor.
I was helpful to other people, and I just asked for something in return.
Infinite carrots?
Possibly. I mean, they won't be infinite. But we won't have to worry about vegetables.
I wasn't worried about vegetables.
Yeah, can't say that I was worried either.
Well, you guys, have you noticed the price of vegetables around here? Apparently, I've been paying a lot more than I should have been.
I think we've been telling you that.
Well, now I won't have to pay anything. Anyways, what were you up to, Peleus?
Where to start? Well, let's see. We traveled through the Grey Rift, got to Revelhine, which is not Ridgemont, no matter how much the two of them get conflated. And
are you sure about that?
I'm fairly certain. But I met some lovely people as I was wandering the city, and this adorable little girl gave me this wonderful stone, and I show off my Aeon stone, which I'm wearing as a necklace. It's shimmery, shiny, splendor, etc. You know, Aladdin songs. And it actually gives me some stat buffs, which is kind of cool, but I don't need them. She just found this rock. She heard me playing some music, you know, as I'm wont to do, being a bard. Not as good a bard as Mirror, apparently, but, you know, whatever. That's fine. That's a story for another day. And I felt, well, she's done me a kindness. I should do a kindness for her as well. I gave her some, you know, some coins that I had collected throughout the day as a performer. You know, again, that's me. And then I went and had this stone, which I had no idea what it did, evaluated, and it was worth a bunch of money. So I felt terrible. So I went and bought her family a home and got them a job because I'm just so nice. Such a benevolent overlord. That's me.
Are you sure that you weren't experiencing guilt?
No, I may have been having a fever dream because I can't imagine why I spent all of the money I received from our research funds and from the Church of Pelor on someone else. That is so unlike me. I'm worried that it didn't happen. It happened, didn't it? I look in my gold pouch and go, yeah, I know it happened. That's disappointing. But they're a lovely family. They're working with Ulrith now, actually, oddly enough. So they are taken care of and have steady work in the middle district. Took them from the squalor of the lower district. What a terrible place to be. My clothes were hideously dirty for a while. I went on a date And that was interesting, and I have all kinds of new clothes because of that. Theron, I hear you've been looking for him. Plops a box on the table. He's right here. I call him Peleus the Unlucky, but if you'd like to ask anything about, Theron in general, this is probably your guy.
Ooh, Taylor opens the box.
Don't open the box. As he reaches for it, I stop him immediately. Go, no. You are not going to open the box. That is the worst idea I've heard anyone ever suggest ever in their entire existence.
What's in the box?
How can you ask it a question if it's inside a box?
How can we ask you a question while you're inside the box?
Yeah, that was my question.
Taylor, you hear just like a grunt from inside the box.
Oh, don't be shy, Peleus. Come on. Come on. Who's your owner? That's right, it's me. Wake up. It's time to talk.
What's in there, Peleus?
Oh, what's this? I got this at the black market. It's an eldritch being of immense power, and I believe he goes by Theron.
You can... Can you please take me to the black market?
One of these days. Please. One of these days. But I think we have more pressing matters right this second.
I want a box like this. This is really cool.
Yeah. I know. And he keeps offering me a pact, some kind of boon, some kind of immense power. And all he wants is chaos.
Doesn't sound too bad.
It sounds like Fanula.
I know. That's what I said too, actually.
No offense, Fanula. But...
So did you happen to figure out how he got in the box?
He was trapped, he said. And I was like, you're an idiot. Who gets trapped in a box? And then I remembered the 14 times I've been trapped in boxes throughout my existence. So I guess, fair's fair. But he was not terribly responsive when I referred to him as Theron, when I asked him about Theron or his followers. But
so how do you know he's Theron?
Because it was the only question he didn't want to answer. He answered everything else I asked him. Like, he just wouldn't shut up. It was amazing. But as soon as I asked him about Theron, boy, oh boy, was he quiet.
Well, I mean, we could go pandem it through the Celestial Rift.
I'm open to any ideas. I mean, more power for me sounds fascinating. But, it doesn't seem like a good deal. He's going to meld with me, and it's going to be creepy, and I don't really...
That sounds bad.
Yeah, I thought that was probably not the best idea.
It's going to be like half a box.
I like how Fanula thinks he is the box.
Oh, my goodness.
I just have a really good mental image of... Peleus with like a box in the middle of him.
Yep.
Or his head is a box. Just... Like the TV people from the saga.
Oh my goodness.
Well, I hope you never drop the box, Peleus. I mean, that seems like you want us to maybe tie it up so that someone can't open it?
Oh no, none of that. It's fine. He's in another box. It's fine. There's another box inside this box. I just don't want you to
open this box.
No. I'll slap you. You furry little bastard.
How big of a box is this, by the way?
Big enough to hold another box that holds a finger-sized eldritch being.
Okay, so it's a smaller box.
The first box is a smaller box, yes. The second box is a box that Peleus found that's just bigger than the first one.
But yeah, I don't know what to do with this. Honestly, I've never purchased a god before. And I got it for a steal. You won't believe the deals you can get in the black market. It was 6,000 gold originally, but I talked her out of it. It's only 2,000 gold for this. Unbelievable, I know. What a deal.
As long as it doesn't talk when you don't ask it a question. And
It does that constantly.
Is it going to keep us up at night? Does it
It's not that
loud.
No.
I've heard of a singing sword that just never shut up.
Yeah, no, I've heard it sing at all. No.
All right, so question, folks. If this is what we were fighting, what are we doing right now?
I don't think this is Theron. I think this is some sort of magic trick. I think you got fleeced, Peleus.
It's entirely possible. It wouldn't be the first time. But it won't be the last either.
From the black market, it's probably real. You find cool stuff at black markets.
Marion, why don't you stab it with your sword and see what happens?
Or instead of stabbing it, why don't we have Nortrude do some detective magic-y bits? You know, you're good at that, right? You're a scientist. You ask all of the right questions.
Yes, of course.
I push the box. I open the first box, looking at Taylor the entire time, like, no, this is, I do this. I open the box. I take the smaller box out. I set the smaller box in front of Nortrud. Please don't open that.
The smaller box, now that it's out, it is a black oak ornate box. And there's just like a seam that runs around it and just like a tiny latch that's on the front. The latch is this really dark silver color that sort of matches the black oak. But there is no other distinctive features on this box.
Fanua looks very interested in this box.
Right. Well, I will cast Identify on the box.
Okay.
And see what it gives me.
Okay, so Nortrud, you get from your Identify that there's essentially two things there. There's the box itself, and then there's something inside the box.
So what'd you find? Is it a corn dog?
Well, Peleus, I did not find any food inside the box or cheap fare goods. It appears that the box itself is an exceptionally powerful magic containment device. And as for what is inside the box, well, it is more powerful than I am, and I was unable to ascertain what is inside. So it remains a mystery. Unless, of course, Taylor accidentally opens it, but it appears that that would not end well.
Oh, I mean, we already got the rod stolen from us. I mean, what happens if they just come and steal the box?
We could hide.
I don't know. Maybe they'll find out whether or not it's a corn dog inside. She said she wasn't able to ascertain, but then she also previously said it wasn't fair food. So I don't know what to believe anymore, Nortrud.
Elias, did you ask the box what it is?
Yeah, multiple times.
What did it say?
It's a powerful being from another dimension that wants to take over this dimension. Hmm. Yeah, you know, the usual stuff. It says I got to name it, which is exciting, because it called me its owner, which is adorable. I feel like a bond has been formed. I named it Peleus, of course. What a silly question.
Well, interesting.
Well, Marion, you're all about beings of immense power and gods, and I could care less about any of that. What do you want to do with it?
I don't know.
Should we interrogate it? Maybe that'll work.
If it's some kind of being beyond time and space with inconceivable cosmic powers in an itty bitty living space, mm-hmm. I don't know what will. It's just going to give us either what we want to hear, mm-hmm. or it's going to say nothing. If I were trapped in a cosmic cube in the Phantom Zone, I would say pretty much whatever.
Hmm. I have an important question for it. I knock on the box. Hey Peleus, how much are carrots where you're from?
That is a good question.
What is that existence?
I want to say, I thought he was like, you know, his essence was trapped in a box. It seems like what you have is a tiny person trapped in a box.
Yeah, that sounds about right. I mean, he's maybe a very tiny god. Or maybe he got shrunk when he got in the vessel. He's very large. Like,
yeah. I didn't expect it to be so echoey.
Yeah, I didn't expect it to be so chatty either. I honestly, you could ask it just about anything. He'll respond. It's bizarre. Hey, Peleus. What's the best color? I hope he says chaos.
Is this a now a magic eight ball?
Wait, you should shake it. I'm pretty sure you're supposed to shake it.
It doesn't respond.
Oh. Too many colors, I fully understand. Well, you have a radiant sword stabby thing. I would suggest stabbing it, but I have a feeling this containment vessel will just break and we'll be doomed forever. Yeah. So maybe not the best idea. Yeah.
I think you should return it.
Yeah, exchange
return it. No. I could sell it. I mean, if somebody was going to buy it for 6,000 gold, I suppose I could make a 4,000 gold profit.
What if they open it?
That's up to them. I don't really care if they open it. As long as it possesses them, not me. Why would I care?
We really are just agents of chaos.
Yeah, that's why he likes us so much, don't you, Peleus?
No response.
I knock. I knock repeatedly. Peleus? Oh, you're so quiet. He's shy. He's embarrassed. He didn't know what a carrot was. What a fucking idiot.
Well, I mean, the silver lining here, Peleus, is you have someone else to talk to now. So I'm a little bit more off the hook. Maybe you can sing a duet.
Ooh.
No, that's a terrible idea. I'm sorry I even mentioned it. Oh, well,
it's too late.
Everyone has their gold now, and well, I'm really happy that we're all back together, I think. What should we do now?
I start whispering the lyrics to Don't Ting to Peleus through the box. I'm trying to teach him.
This has kind of thrown me for a loop, but I think that for now, until we can figure out exactly what we want to do or can do with this thing, we head on to our next destination. Or we try to find a celestial rift and toss the box through it, or figure out how to summon an angel or hand it over to them. I do not want to have to be the person that loses this thing like I lost the goddamn rod.
Well, maybe we can go back out to Kraith, where there is a celestial rift, and maybe we can find a boat or something to take us down south. Or we could use my boat. We
could do that.
I don't think it's big enough. I think a bigger boat's a good idea. But I think it depends on if a boat sails south towards Dirtus anyway, given the war. That might not be something we can obtain as passage.
I'm going to say probably traveling by foot into Dirtus would be a bad idea. If we can take a boat, I think we should.
Peleus.
If only we could find a boat. Yes.
Aren't you from the ocean? Can you make a boat work?
Can you make a boat work?
You thought I was born in an ocean? Honestly, you thought I was born just in the ocean, just somewhere in the... Do I look like a mermaid to you?
Kinda.
If so, that's flattering. Thank you. That's very kind of you. They're beautiful creatures. Gorgeous. Stunning. Unbelievable swimming of features. Yeah, no, of course I can navigate a boat. I'm a bard.
Well, then I don't see that we have a problem.
I've never navigated a paper boat before. This should be quite the endeavor. But, yeah, I mean, we can go wherever. Peleus and Naya are ready to go. Aren't we, Peleus? All right, Peleus, let's work on that song we just practiced. Come on. Don't ting. Come on. Don't ting. Peleus?
You see, looking up from the ground, blood-red clouds boiling across the sky.
You did ask me to bring the thunder.
Dejin! Dejin! Help! I've got the chalice, please!
Well, if they're following you, then I guess that takes care of a loose end for me.
All of you feel the earth beneath you shake and crack and break.
I feel that I have failed both of you. And I am sorry for that.
This has nothing to do with you being a bad leader.
Do you want a countdown? Oh, I think I want a countdown.
I wanted to help. I always had good intention. I did not deserve to die.
Now.
The Lucky Die Podcast is a weekly 5e Dungeons & Dragons actual play podcast. Join our adventure every Monday wherever you download podcasts by searching for The Lucky Die.